Comedy Fun. The day
I make no promises
upon us.
What's come through your speech.
Tuesday, April 23rd. It's not up to you to make any promises. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
That's right.
And I promise
it's all
that
on
we
you.
Will do the best that we possibly can.
Everyone's feeling a little loopy.
Which isn't very good, by the way.
The most informative program in the in this hemisphere. A little news nugget here, a little news nugget there. Brought to you by Doug Steffen and Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Kenny Kessler. So the deals from the Queen of Cheap today will bring us in what direction, Roberta?
Oh, let's see. We got bras.
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 Perfect.
We got bras.
Better than bras.
We got Office Depot.
Mm-hmm.
We have 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
We got
this would make for an interesting date.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We got bagels.
Uh-huh.
Bras and bagels.
Yeah, perfect. All right, maybe we can get your... do you have a bra on top of your microphone? It sounds like...
No.
Maybe a bra on top of that microphone there. I understand how bras, and I'm not going to go any further with it than that, can appear on one's microphone.
Oh, my God, where did that come from?
It comes from no place.
I told you.
No place.
I'm confused.
All right, so how the... Let's get down to the serious elements of the day. A few items to update you on. Men and women, mothers and fathers, are blogging. I saw one on the Huffington Post about having to talk to an 8-year-old boy about the bombings. The schools yesterday, last week was a vacation week for many schools, so students were not in after the, at least here in Massachusetts, schools were not in session last week.
Same here, the kids were on teacher work day.
Right. At some point, the school had to deal with, the teachers had to deal with having a conversation. So before that happens at school, did you have a conversation with your children, memories of conversations that maybe you had earlier this year or last year? The last time there was, what was it, Newtown was just before Christmas, so that would have been last December. These conversations continue now. I never, it's not something I can compare to any situation that I had when I was a youngster growing up, other than the we used to have air raid drills, and we'd go into the boiler room or underneath.
Like that didn't scare the bejesus out of you as a kid.
Yeah, right. So we've all had our scary moments.
Castro was going to send a missile at any time.
Right.
Or the Russians were coming. Right.
Yep. Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
I always thought they were really stupid. I said, right, they're going to drop this big bomb on us, and I'm going to hide under my desk. Really?
Right. Yeah. Hide under the stairwell. That was another one.
Yeah, really?
Well, that shows you how ridiculous thinking is then and is now. Either naive or unattached or just there's no link or connection.
It's easy to play quarterback when you're talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, but...
Wow, but certainly, who was in their right mind that thought hiding under the stairwell was going to keep you from being hurt in a nuclear blast? Come on, that didn't take any heavy lifting any more than it takes any heavy lifting to figure out that we're being bamboozled by the federal government when it comes to these flight delays that piled up and down the East Coast yesterday and caused thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of wasted time and fuel just because these people can't manage the government, 2% of the $50 billion budget. Anyway, go back to that.
Not to interrupt your rant.
No, it's okay.
Your first question is, why should the schools even talk to the kids about this? My
I think
son
that's
is 9 years old.
That's a question that some people
grade.
Might ask, whether it's
and then,
or not.
Here's the answer to that question. I'm going to play Doug. I'm going to ask a question and then answer it.
Good for you, Richie.
because in the class, some kids will start talking about it. Other kids won't know about it. Mm-hmm. There'll start to be a conversation.
Okay, good. That's good.
And it interrupts what's going on in the class. And the teacher's sitting there with 20 to 30 kids going, okay, how do I get this back into gear?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really incumbent upon the parent to kind of have a conversation and make their kids feel comfortable and have a conversation to be able to use when they go into the class and other kids start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to have this. With my daughter in kindergarten, no big deal. With my son in the third grade, you know, it gets to the point where kids start talking. They see the news. Mm-hmm. They hear. They understand what's going on.
Yep.
And they want to be assured that everything is okay. Mm-hmm. Because, and if you don't assure them that everything is okay, things start going crazy in their conversations.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's fear. It's all about fear. They need to learn about fear at an early age, how to deal with it, because it's going to be around them most of, if not all of their lives, unless they learn how to work around fear.
Again, and we talked about it. We had a great message this week when talking about this whole crazy thing. Fear, evil is such a little tiny sliver of humanity, mm-hmm. but it gets a lot of attention.
Right, it does. Yeah.
So if you just look at it in the context that it's this little tiny sliver of all the people that you ever meet will be evil.
Yeah.
And you probably won't even meet anybody that's ever evil. You might meet some bad people, but never anybody that's evil. Everything's okay,
I've
man.
I've had some evil women in my time.
I'm pretty sure they probably thought the same thing about you.
What, that I was an evil woman?
Yeah.
All right, the other thing you may have to deal with when your children go off to school is what happens when they burp in public. I have a fix for that. Omega-3s in fish oil supplements are good for your health, but they also cause burping. Richie, you don't have to get close to the button because I'm not going to do today what I did yesterday.
Yes.
I have learned
bodily functions.
Yes, I'm controlling them. Now all we have to do is make sure we're not too close to Roberta because you never can tell.
Well,
I can't be responsible.
Although I have to turn something in here for something, Dougie. Mm.
Really? Who's that?
When I sat down and during our break, I will say it wasn't on the air, our friend Rich burped in my ear.
I did.
No. It was world class.
Really?
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, well, then we have to fix Richie and his fish burps. No fish burps. Say it again, Doug. Fish burps. Guaranteed. There is the elimination of that problem because of the way the Vitality fish oil pill is standardized. It is it's processed so that no fish burps, no aftertaste, all the things that cause that are not in Vitality fish oil. And the folks at Vitality are offering you a free sample so you can understand for yourself that you can get the benefits of fish oil without the fishy aftertaste or the fishy burps. So, here's what you do for a free sample, no strings attached. Call 888-809-6424, or you can visit Cardiol.net. It comes from the same folks that bring you Cardiol. Cardiol.net/Doug. No credit card is required because they're not going to try to sell you anything, which is what happens, admittedly, when you call for something free. They'll give you the free stuff, but they want you to sign up for the product that will be delivered every month. Not the case here. No more fish burps. No connection. Just try this. See if you don't like it. 888-809-6424 or visit cardiol.net/Doug. Ask for the free sample of Vitality Fish Oil. It's 888-809-6424.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
All right, so yesterday during our discussion of the melee in Boston, Roberta and I both were quoted as saying we felt sorry for the 19-year-old, and somebody listening named Lynn in Vero Beach was not happy with that. They asked the question from this family, did you feel the same way about the Newtown shooter because he was young? We have to find out why this happened, and you're not making it easier feeling sorry for him. So, what is that noise?
What's that noise?
Roberta typing.
Huh. All right, so Roberta, you want to defend yourself or not?
Abuses her keyboard.
Well, you know, you can have compassion for someone. Actually, that is the Christian way. You can have compassion for someone while not condoning his actions.
Why do you find that laughable?
Because it's cute to hear Roberta
say
the Christian way.
That's the Christian way. You can have compassion for someone and yet not condone what they did. And if I'm saying I feel sorry for this kid because I feel that he was probably either brainwashed by his brother because that was the only person that he was really in contact
with. You know what's getting in the way of that, Roberta? The only thing that's getting in the way of that is the fact that he went out and partied.
Yep, that's exactly where I lose it.
You know, that's part of the, if you look at a psychological profile, that's probably all part of denial. Part of denial. Yeah.
I will tell you, I felt this way with the sniper kid. I was just like, that kid was totally just brought into this. And I feel a little bit less of it for this 19-year-old as opposed to a 15-year-old.
Right, because you're still an adult, but you're still a young
kid. But you can tell in this situation that the brother totally brought this kid into this thing. Had the brother not been involved, the older brother not been involved,
it'd be a different story.
This kid would not have been there.
Right. Probably
he's still stupid and should still spend the rest of his life in jail.
And
he will burn in hell. But
it'll take 3 years for him to get through the legal system. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap for today and find out what Roberta has for us and for you at DougStefan.com.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Whoa!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hey, let's talk bras. Bras, Jen. If you get older, you sure better wear one. Made in form.
It's a bra. If you've got my boobs, you get younger and you better be wearing one too.
They give us lethal weapons. Made in form has an incredible bra sale. They're all $10. $10 for Made in Form.
$10.
And Made in Form's a good bra, too.
Yeah, it's a very good bra. So that's like going to be a 70% savings, because, man, have you priced bras lately sometimes?
I know.
Good Lord.
I haven't. Rich, have you priced bras lately?
Not lately, no.
Okay.
Just
you know, I've been meaning to.
Kenny, let us know what you find out, Kenny, will you?
Going along with that, we have a free subscription, too. Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Cosmo.
We've also got a Groupon. This is a really incredible Groupon. It's a $20 Groupon for Office Depot, but you only pay $10 for it. So
$10?
Like half price. $10.
A lot of paper.
$10 for $20. $10 for bra. We got 7-Eleven. You can go in today. You get a free Mio Energy and a free Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
They have their app. But you can get it free, and we tell you where to go to get it. Ruger's Bagels coming up on the 25th. That's Thursday. It's going to have free bagels because it's 30 years. Now, Ruger's claims that they have a real New York-style bagel. People, sorry.
Yeah.
Unless you're in New York and unless you have the New York City water, you don't have a New York-style bagel. I don't care what they think.
All these things
but they are giving it free. And
Queen
you can
of
find
Cheap
it
Box.
At the Queen of Cheap at DougStefan.com.
David, you have a thought on the trial for this 19-year-old. Hello. David, we don't have David Ritchie. Apparently, we don't have
David.
David's saying,
"Wake up, okay."
All right. Well, anyway,
thanks for holding on there for 20 minutes, David. Good job.
Yeah. Why do people do that? Why do people call a radio program like this?
I'm going to go refill coffee. I'm pretty sure they're not going to come to me right now.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You lost. Sorry about that. It's 21 after the hour. The Voice was on last night, and we'll get to that in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Voice. I actually spent some time, and I won't tell you that I was happy with the results of what I saw.
It's a good show, isn't it? Fun.
Moment. Well, it's. I couldn't stay with it, but I went back and forth. I was eating my fish and salad stuff, so I was getting up to go find some tartar sauce, which I couldn't find. That's what disturbed me about.
You can make tartar sauce, you know, with mayo and pickles.
I know. Right. Thank you.
You know that, Doug.
Anyway, yes, Roberta, thank you. Here's Jessica Childress and Vito of Team Usher with Locked Out of Heaven. Usher thought both artists were great, but he went with Vito. Nobody else picked up Vito, apparently, right? So that's the end.
That happens. Looks that way, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up in performance, Team Shakira's Luke Edgman and Monique Abadi sing You and I. Nothing here that doesn't need for me. Shakira picked Monique. So we move on to Team Blake's Jackie Sandell and Savannah Berry facing off with the Little White Church. How they tease each other about, in this case, Blake praised both of his artists here, and then he had to choose Savannah, or he did choose whether he had to or not. Adam and Shakira, at least Adam had to eat crow a little bit later on in the program because of what he was faced with. Meanwhile, here's C. Perkins and Chris Thomas of Team Shakira with It Will Rain.
Mars going on here.
Yeah.
It's the second Bruno Mars song.
Shakira liked them. Thought they could have been less nervous. So Chris Thomas won there. Here's the one that I really was excited about. The duo Midas Whale with Patrick Dodd of Team Adam singing Burning Love. Oh my God, listen to this. Listen to this. The audience was running around the whole place with a fire with these guys. Should have seen this, Richie.
They're cool. I remember them from the audition.
Yeah, this is the song, though, the way they work the song.
Very cool, yeah. It's like a rootsy version.
Yeah. That's Patrick Dodd.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. They're moving around the stage so well. These people had to have been friends. days of both, couldn't figure out what to do, said it was the hardest decision of his time on the program, but he ended up choosing Midas Whale. So apparently Patrick Dodd, good as he is, was gone. Up next, Team Usher's Orlando Dixon and Ryan Innes singing Ain't No Sunshine. We'll dispatch this quickly. This song is always turning me off.
That's not a big Bill Withers fan.
No.
Listening to this version, I can see why.
All right, Usher, I like the performances, but he chose Ryan Innes. So that's how last night's voice went, for those of you who were following it. And if you didn't follow it, we gave you the update. Happy to do that. I want to acknowledge another email. Getting a lot of email. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. You get the trend here. This is from Greg Rundell, who said, I was more disturbed by the whole city shutting down last Friday than anything else with regard to what happened in Boston last week. And I can understand. I'm with you, sir, on that. I think you're right. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Building your cat's self-confidence. You know, the easiest way to create a confident cat that behaves well is to spend more time on the things the cat does right. Your kitten will probably receive plenty of correction when it forgets to use the litter box. So you should spend the same time, or better yet, even more time, kissing, hugging, and loving it when it does remember to use the litter box, or if it performs some other minor feat. Don't just say good kitty and pat it on the head. Try a little more enthusiasm. Say, what a good cat, and follow with kisses, hugs, a belly scratch, and a head rub, and even more. You know, you must present a clear picture for your cat of exactly what makes you happy. Don't dominate it with corrective techniques. Rather, make an extra effort to acknowledge all the things it does properly. We must praise our feline friends for each and every positive accomplishment. But don't just reserve your positive thoughts and actions on those times when your kitten has done something right. It's okay to tell your cat how wonderful it is any time of day. So go over, hug and kiss your cat, even if he's just laying in the sun. Tell him he's good and how much you love him. I'm Warren Eckstein. The other day, a longtime customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dotx.com. Redress equals solution.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Rich, Jennifer, and Roberta, and Kenny making your morning or your day, depending on when you listen to this, because the program is on someplace 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we have the responsibility of trying to entertain you, bring you the best, the most important stories of the day around the clock in a way that makes it relevant in any number of ways. What good is this stuff if it's not relevant? Jennifer has the relevant television news coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, the thinking about the Boston bomber, some of the different angles and sides to this.
There's some breaking news in this, too, Doug.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
breaking news.
Well, I don't know if it's breaking news. Yeah, that's overused.
It's overused,
but,
yeah.
The authorities are trying to link Tamerlan, the older one, the one that's dead, to three murders that had gone unsolved in the Boston area in 2011. This was in Middlesex County, I guess in...
Middlesex County is the county I live in.
Okay, September 12, 2011, three men were found in a Waltham apartment with their necks slit and their bodies covered in marijuana. One of the victims, Brendan Mess, was a boxer and a friend of Tamerlan, and they think that this guy was involved now. They're thinking,
is this an easy way of hanging unclosed case?
That's what you think, but maybe. Then if there's a direct connection, you certainly have to look at it.
Well, okay, let's see. The younger brother wrestled against Framingham High School wrestlers when he was in high school at Cambridge Ringe. That was
if any of them showed up dead, I would look into that too. Yes.
We'll have to investigate that.
Sure, you certainly have to look at it.
There's an interesting business around the mosque where they went. Preachers told congregants of this mosque that it was appropriate for Muslims to celebrate U.S. holidays like the 4th of July and Thanksgiving. But the fellow, the older of the two brothers, the 26-year-old, got up to speak against that in the Islamic Society of Boston Cultural Center. The outburst by, I'm going to call him Tamerlan because I'm not good at the last name. There are some pretty interesting details on this. As you can imagine, everybody who's involved in this is going to try to find anything and everything that they can about these people so that they'll, I don't know, they feel better or somehow or other feel justified in having anger, as if there isn't enough reason to be angry at him to begin with. Is this just more of the same sort of thing? The Associated Press is reporting the brothers supposedly were motivated by religion to do what they did in Boston, but they are not a part of any Islamic terrorist group. The mosque incidents happened after the older brother returned from a trip to Russia last year. The aunt up in Canada says this is a trumped-up charge. These guys were good guys, and there's a conspiracy. Well, we've heard all of that. Meanwhile, she's getting death threats for what she has said publicly. And so that's, I guess, a couple of different twists on the same thing, Jennifer. Thank you. All right, up here in a few moments, the television. What do we have for television? Actually, a couple of interesting stories here, Jen, yeah?
We do. Well, you know, usually I do uninteresting stories, so this is a good one. Really? A little X Factor news. We'll have a report on the Bible, Mark Burnett series, and some Oscar rumors. Also, we will listen to a little excerpt from Ryan Lochte's recent press tour.
This is so great.
We have pretty the news anchor who dropped the F bomb. We are going to play the F bomb.
We're getting that. Yes,
it's
very interesting what's happening with the F bomb in the past 24 hours to 48 hours. So we'll talk about that with that and David Ortiz.
Okay, so, Roberta, we have a number of people who are very interested in emailing you, especially. Here's Raylene Wilcox. I'm not sure where she is, but nice to hear from you, Raylene. To turn around what we had some criticism of what Roberta and I said about feeling sorry for the 19-year-old and try to couch it in as meaningful a way as possible. Here's... this is a lady writing, I love your Good Day show. I'm caught up in your show. You have very interesting guests. As a matter of fact, she goes into one of them who is a college professor. She wants to learn more about how small kindness can bless and focus. This is what she liked, and I am happy that she gets what we're trying to do here. Yeah, do we present you with the stories that are in the news? Yep. Do we try to find an angle that is more positive than negative on the stories? Yep. It's just, and oftentimes we try to have fun with some of these issues. You can't have much fun with what went on, the harm, the tragedy that took place in Boston last week, but it is nice to know more about the things that are being done or have been done. I told you about the crowdfund that was, $2 million, I think, in 4 days to help those who did not have medical insurance.
Incredible.
Yep. Here's an interesting crowdfund, by the way. Jennifer, this is a great story about an L.A. wedding planner, and the story is posted at DougStephan.com. An L.A. wedding planner who launched a crowdfund campaign to raise money for a wedding for a woman who is terminally ill. And it's, again, we find out. And I think that's one of the reasons I love crowdfunding, is because it seems to be bringing out the best in people. People who need something, who need help, or need some kind of funding for a project.
It's reality and that you can be involved with.
Yeah.
So there's a real story, and it's something that you can actually say, you know what, I can give $5, $10, $25, $2,000, whatever it is you want to give to help whatever it is you're interested in move along. It's very interesting.
Yeah. It's something for people who are generous, who are touched. Some really great stories,
you know,
it seems to me, coming out of
Yeah, we
this.
Talk about all the negative things that we hear about and talk about, you know, in the news and in the press. And then you see websites like this just flourishing with people who want to help other people that they have no idea who they are.
Who they are.
They
just go,
you know what, this is kind of a cool thing. And I want to help them.
Crowdfunding is just like scratching the smallest surface of what its potential is.
Laser-focused giving.
Specific. Yep. Helping a lot of different things. Here's Molly Sanders, or Saunders, who writes, I enjoy your show very much. My daughter is 30 years old, and from an early age, we had a good deed day every week. Listen
to this.
That's
cool.
Taking a baked treat to somebody, flowers from our garden, visiting somebody in the hospital, nursing home, and so forth and so on. It gave us both blessings. When people thanked us, it taught her a valuable lesson about having giving in her life. She got into the spirit of it, came up with ideas of her own. Now she is a loving and giving person and has her own good deed day every week. So the mother has a good deed day.
You know, this would make an excellent book. Who is this? What's our
Molly name? Saunders is
Molly,
her name.
Don't if you're listening, you should write the book because right. That's a great idea for parents.
It is. Yep. And she also asks...
I'm going to suggest it to my kids' teachers.
Yeah. Here's a complaint. She said only people who want to be involved on Facebook or Twitter submit their comments. And we may be... what we feel is having a conversation with you is the best. That is being able to talk to you at 888-302-3684. We also
have
come to
realize...
But
sometimes it moves along fast,
right,
and you're
everything
busy.
Moves,
and,
yeah. Yeah. And so what we are happy to do is have you go to facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at goodday. Some people just don't have that ability to send email as you did, Molly. We're trying to make this as open an experience as possible. Speaking of that, Kenny, what do we have on Facebook and Twitter that's trending now?
Most of everything is still about the... reaction to the bombing and the investigation. Mm-hmm. There's some discussion. We're talking about that post that someone had placed that's going around who doesn't want to know anything about this guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there have been a couple comments about that. Mickey says, we don't need nonstop coverage. Mm-hmm. It's irresponsible to sensationalize tragedies. And Chase says he agrees he hates the exposure that media gives to perpetrators of crimes like this. We all know many of mm-hmm. them are seeking fame, and that is exactly what much of the media gives them.
Yep, you're right about that. That's very good, very poignant. Thank you. Yep. Here is, Jose, who wants to say hello to Richie. And to you, Mr. Doug.
Hey, Jose.
And to Jennifer and Roberta.
Hi.
You're always talking about interesting things early in the morning. God bless you all. Your new listener, Jose.
Cool.
And he says, bye, my new listener.
Bye.
Hello.
See ya.
Ciao. There are two kids here. You've heard me talk about Jose, who is now a legal resident of our country.
Oh, no.
Good kid.
No.
What? What's the matter? What do you mean, no?
Go ahead.
What? What's the problem?
There's a butt here somewhere, I think.
No, there isn't. No, there's no butt.
I thought you were going to do the hose B joke.
Well, actually...
No.
Yeah, actually, there is.
Or his rendition of a Star-Spangled Banner.
No, but we have another kid who's in his family who's come to work here, and his name is Jose.
Oh, so you actually have a Jose.
So we have a Jose, and we have a Hose B.
I thought you were making it up. Okay.
No, I wasn't making it up at all. I don't make things like that up anymore, and they make up things like the history and the help that comes from this product Provia. This is... the moment. This is the time. This is when you need to focus on how well you are doing with your coif. You have a nice coif, Roberta. Roberta has a good thick head of hair. Richie has a good coif.
I have to have my hair thinned out when I go get it cut.
Oh, really, Richie? Yeah. That'd be so good. Yeah,
you did. She looks
exactly.
Takes the things
such
here.
A man.
Thin nose there. Right. Okay.
Like, get rid of some of that.
So this is not for any of the folks on the air here, except for me. My hair is a little thin here and there. As Richie's happy to tease me about what's in the crown of my head.
Happens.
I like vibrant hair the same as the next person. And you, your wife, your husband, whoever it is, spouse, the... person in your life. I decided I'd do that before you laughed at me, Jennifer.
That's cute.
Anyway, men and women, fix your hair. Call this number, 800-525-8319. What's this going to do? It's going to clean out the follicles, the little pores in your head. Your scalp got plugged up by using all that crappy conditioner and soap over the years. So this cleans it up. It's an all-natural serum that not only cleans out the pores, but also makes your hair thick. The stuff that's there is fuller, and you look just, we all look better with a full head of hair. Order Provia now at 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Get a free month supply with your order when you mention Doug Steffen. Say goodbye to the hair that's leaving and hello to the new hair. Provia comes to you risk-free and a free month supply using Doug as your handle. 800-525-8319.
That Hotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels?
How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on rose petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
13 before the hour, Jennifer is here with the latest from The X Factor.
Well, there's one less host over at The X Factor. Ryan Seacrest Light, Mario Lopez is what I like to call him, is the only host that will be left for The X Factor. They did not renew the contract they had with Khloe Kardashian. She, of course, looked a little unprepared last season, a little scared of the cameras.
Okay, so we have all of this audio from various realities here. Let's start with Ryan Lochte. Set this up, Jen, will you?
This is my favorite thing ever. Ryan Lochte has a brand new reality show coming out on E!, I believe.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte. And so he's been doing a media tour. He's been on different news programs, and here's his performance on one show. I think it's a morning show in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken.
What are you doing?
What am I not doing?
Okay.
I'm a lot different than any other kind of Olympian, and there's so much more to me than swimming. And I like to go out and have fun, like to go dancing, hang out with my friends. I like doing fun stuff like playing basketball,
doing shots.
What kind of line could somebody say? What would get your attention? Oh, really?
My philosophy is if you're a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning.
I like that. I have a feeling my co-host, that's what you live by, right? If you're a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning.
I mean, I was brushing my teeth and the camera was there. I was like, what are you guys doing?
On reality shows, they follow you into the bathroom.
So now they're kind of starting to tease him. And then towards the end, after they excuse him, they basically lose it on camera.
What was the question that stumped him?
What a woman can say.
I guess silence impresses him.
No, it's just a woman couldn't say anything. He is good looking.
I need to do some
oatmeal. He's good looking. She keeps repeating he's good looking.
All right. Made her snort.
She snorted. She couldn't even look at the camera. Her back was to it. I mean, she was crying.
They were teasing him to his face while he was on the air because he just was so dumb.
Yeah. All right. Now we have, speaking of dumb, a couple of F-bombs being dropped. The David Ortiz thing, the ball player, is not as interesting as this poor guy who was an anchor.
Right. So, cut from that. Yeah. Jen, tell us about the new anchor that got and lost his job in one day.
Yeah, so this new news anchor, very first day on the job, he's trying to pronounce the name of the winner of the London Marathon. And you can hear him off the air saying the name and he couldn't get it right. And then he drops the F-bomb, not realizing he was on the air.
His co-anchor is introducing him on his new day as the new anchor.
You have this in the audio?
See North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our news on North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor.
That was the
extent.
Sounds like they both in kindergarten, the two of them.
It's a small market. They start there.
But now, because of all this, there's going to be a new bad word because the F-bomb is going to get into everything now.
Well, with David Ortiz using it in Boston the other day, it's pretty much...
To show support, Big Poppy, the F-bomb.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
At 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of the great crowdfunding story, the money story at DougSteffen.com to raise money for the wedding for that terminally ill woman, we have the only radio coverage of this sort of thing. Our Startup America News is here. Do you know of a community project in your hometown that could use some help? Do you know somebody who wishes that they could start or expand a business? If you want to find a way to gain that money, you ought to listen up now, as startups are offering other startups helpful online tools to boost crowdfunding campaigns that are beginning, as we hear from Mike Hayes.
Hi, I'm your host, Mike Hayes, and joining me today is Zach Hedges of Capture Track Convert. Zach, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Hey, Zach, we were at the inaugural crowdfunding convention in Henderson, Nevada together. Very, very exciting time. Tell me your take on crowdfunding and how your unique Capture Track Convert project can really help people with crowdfunding.
Sure, sure. Thanks, Mike, and I appreciate it. Yeah, no, it was an amazing conference, the first of its kind. This new industry is really intriguing because it's really going to allow businesses to find access to capital, you know, with the way the economy is and how hard it is to get business loans and to find funding. The ability for your friends, your family, people out there in the world to like your ideas and be able to invest, you know, outside of the stock exchange and for as little as a dollar is very amazing. And the power of crowdfunding as it is now with, you know, people getting their movies funded, causes getting crowdfunded, you know, just as well as some of the wake of these tragic disasters and people crowdfunding for victims. It's just an amazing concept. So the ability for that to grow this business is really amazing. And, you know, CTC is a email marketing automation software. And what we do is we help those entrepreneurs put strategies in place to find and build a crowd. Obviously, if you're trying to grow your business or you're trying to start a business and you want to use crowdfunding to find the capital you need to start your business or expand it, you got to have a crowd of people that understand your brand, understand what you're trying to do in your story, and you need to do that over time so that way when you do launch your crowdfunding campaign, people already know about you and they want to invest, they want to contribute. And so that's what Capture Track Convert helps do through our innovative marketing automation technology, and our consulting and web communication services, we help companies set up their businesses and put a crowdfunding strategy together.
Zach, that's great. I met you at the conference. You have a very impressive background in software and connections, but crowdfunding is really a lot more about startups, isn't it? And for a lot of people, they just don't know about that, all the different communities that it can help and community projects that you can get funded with crowdfunding. Tell me, is CaptureTrack Convert for business, or is for any project that you can crowdfund, you could use CaptureTrack Convert with?
No, you can use CaptureTrack Convert technology for anything, whether it's profit for nonprofit, whether it's for community based or industry based. I mean, whatever you want to do. If you want to be able to track the visitors to your website in real time, understand how people want to be communicated with, and then message them via email with the most sophisticated and targeted type of communication, then our technology can do that for you.
You know, there's a lot of different tools out there, but what really makes CaptureTrack Convert different?
Well, when you use a Constant Contact or a MailChimp, we call those batch and blast email marketing services. And what we mean by that is usually you have your list in that system, and you send everybody the same message. And what you're doing is you're hoping something sticks. But the problem with that type of strategy is you don't have a profile of every single particular recipient. You don't know what their likes and dislikes are. You don't know how they want to be communicated with. Do they open their emails in the morning or at night? Do they open it via mobile or not? You have sort of this broad information, but it's not on an individual level. And that's one of the core differences between email marketing and a marketing automation technology that we have. We actually track every one of your recipients, your clients, your prospects. We keep a profile on them. We know what they did on your website, what files they downloaded, did they attend your webinar, did they watch your videos, all the emails they opened, everything. And we keep them in a profile. And with that, we're able to filter, or what's called segment them, into lists automatically. And so what happens is, instead of doing the batch and blast, you start having very targeted email messages. So it's a whole set of tools. It's a really strategic way of doing email marketing. It's really powerful stuff. So we're excited to be there and to be able to bring that to the crowdfunding space.
Zach Hedge is CEO of CaptureTrack Convert. Thanks for joining me here on Startup American News.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
We're committed to listening to the crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a blog post on our show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.